Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm the Duke of Earl. Glad to be able to hang out with you and spend some time talking about our small businesses on the Small Business Advocate Show. Put a .com on the end of that, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You'll find our website and all the things that we do here. We update it every single day just for you. Lots of new stuff up there all the time. Brand new video up this week. Check that out. Don't forget to add a new poll question on the homepage. Check that out, too. Click your answer, and you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Gail Buskey is our guest. Gail is a longtime Brain Trust member, founder, and the CEO of Team DoubleClick, which is an organization that helps companies like yours and mine get together with virtual assistants. If we need somebody to help us, but we don't necessarily have to have the person right under our roof, maybe we move around or maybe we're home-based and we need an assistant. We don't care where they are. That's what Gail's organization does. Gail, tell us how we can find you guys online.
TeamDoubleClick.com.
All right.
And I've got to brag a little bit, too. We just put up a new report that we came up with. It's called How to Grow Your Small Business Without Employees. It's an interesting report. Our team put it together. Lots of neat findings in there.
Hmm.
It's hiring. You and I were talking during the break. Hiring employees is getting harder and harder
finding
and more expensive.
The number one challenge, other than maybe sales, for mm-hmm. a small business that's reported by small businesses these days, is finding qualified employees.
Absolutely. Well, and the other thing too, the highest turnover in any organization is within the administrative staff. So oftentimes you find somebody who's really good, and just by the nature of the job, they leave, and you're stuck. And we've finally kind of found the way around that and
right.
kind of worked through some of the psychology of why that is and how to combat it. So,
and now one thing about it, having a virtual employee, it's there are two things that could cause the deal not to work out. And one deal is you, and the other deal is the other person. I mean, working virtually takes two people, two teams, two parts of the team, who actually can pull that off. And if one of them can't, then the whole deal doesn't work. I mean, you got to have both of them who can work virtually. That's
mm-hmm.
one of the. I've been through this before myself. I do think that virtual teams are the part of the future. I do think that there's no question that there's a big part of that in the workforce. But it does take special consideration. It takes a special kind of manager, I think, who has certain skills and a lot of patience, I think. Talk to us, though, quickly about how to acquire and work with a virtual assistant.
Well, one of the things that we do here is we match virtual assistants with clients. So if someone is trying to find a virtual assistant, they've made the determination that they need an assistant, but they can't have someone in their office or they can't have someone full-time, we match them.
Or the best person for the job isn't even near them.
And exactly. That's another good point, too.
Yeah.
We find that quite often that, take our little town. I live in a town of 800. There's not a real good supply of workers here. There just isn't. Most of them
mm-hmm.
are hotel and restaurant geared.
Mm-hmm.
They're not administratively geared. So I can't rely on who's in our little town to come and work for us.
Right.
So we look all over the country for someone who fits the job rather than having to settle for someone who only
mm-hmm.
knows how to scrape dishes to do my administrative work. So
case, your assistants, your administrative assistants will work part-time. They'll work on an hourly, hour-by-hour basis, project-by-project basis. But some people may want a full-time virtual assistant, right?
And either one is doable. One of the neat things about hiring virtual assistants is they only charge for the time they work. So if your phone isn't ringing, you're not getting charged for that time. But if she's working on your tasks, then, of course, she's charging for it. And we've also matched clients and virtual assistants together that are working full-time. We put teams together as well.
Right.
Maybe you need someone who can speak Spanish, but it's not the same person who can handle your graphic design.
Right.
So we put together teams, so you still, in each one of those people, you only pay for what you use.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted
someone full-time, mm-hmm. nobody else has their time. They work for you all the time. You guys
mm-hmm,
can help them
exactly.
find people like that, too. And by the way, you just said she, Gail. If I had done that, you'd be all over me if I had said she.
I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have.
Because you have virtual assistants who aren't she, don't you?
Yes, we do. But it's heavier
I know.
On the female side.
I know.
I would say about 90%. But there are some male virtual assistants, and they're good, too. It's really amazing.
Right. Happy Administrative Assistance Day, Gail. And tell all your folks that I give them my best. And give the audience your website again. Folks, if you need someone to help you find a virtual assistant or a virtual working relationship, talk to Gail. Go to this website and see if she can help you. Go ahead, Gail.
TeamDoubleClick.com. And check out that free report. It's
yeah,
cool
that's a good one. Let's get you back another day and talk about that report. Would you send that over to me?
I would be happy
to. Absolutely.
Thanks,
Gail. See you next time.
Thank you,
Blessing, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I'll be back after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blessing Game. Stay with me.
Crazy people like it, yes, I want to talk more.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.